It's Friday, March 10th, A.D. 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Gaza's Christian community is struggling to survive after years of steady decline in numbers, reports International Christian Concern. Only an estimated 1,000 Christians remain in the Gaza Strip, an area of more than 2 million residents that is the third most densely populated political unit in the world. Christians are exiting the territory due to a combination of factors, including a squeezing Israeli blockade, economic woes, and internal pressures faced from radical Islamist factions in the Hamas-controlled territory. Luke 6, verse 28 says, "Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." On Monday, Tucker Carlson of Fox News revealed compelling clips from the recently released video footage of what really happened inside the Capitol on January 6, 2021.
We're about to show you surveillance footage from inside the United States Capitol. The images you'll see were recorded 26 months ago today on January 6, 2021. Until now, politicians have kept this tape hidden from the public. There is no legitimate justification for that, and there never has been. On January 6, 2 years ago, thousands of protesters walked from a Trump rally on the Ellipse outside the White House to the U.S. Capitol, where the certification of the presidential election was underway. The protesters were angry. They believed that the election they had just voted in had been unfairly conducted, and they were right.
Carlson expressed his gratitude to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for releasing the surveillance video.
3 weeks ago, thanks to the new Republican Speaker's office, we gained access to thousands of hours of surveillance video. Virtually no one in Washington, Republican or Democrat, certainly not in the news media, wanted to see this tape released tonight. That's why it's remained hidden for more than 2 years. In recent weeks, the usual hyenas in Congress and on cable news have been howling about we are putting lives at risk by showing this tape to the public. Given that these are the very same people who support open borders and defunding the police, it is hard to take their complaints seriously. The Democrats in Congress, assisted by Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, lied about what happened that day. They are liars. That is conclusive. The footage does not show an insurrection or a riot in progress. Instead, it shows police escorting protesters through the building.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis accused the media of erroneously connecting him to a controversial bill proposed by a Republican state senator that would require political bloggers in Florida to register with the state if they're covering state officials, such as the governor, reports Mediaite.com. DeSantis made it clear at a Tuesday press conference that he does not support the registration requirement. Many in the media used reports about the bill to attack DeSantis, including NBC presidential historian Michael Beschloss, who described the Republican as a, quote, "little Mussolini," end quote, over the bill and other legislative efforts targeting material deemed explicit in public schools. The bill, filed by Republican Florida State Senator Jason Broder of Lake Mary, would require bloggers to file periodic reports with the state if they're paid for posts about the state's governor, lieutenant governor, cabinet members, or legislative officials. A pro-life pregnancy center in Minnesota suffered substantial vandalism and threatening messages over the weekend, reports LifeSiteNews.com. The Minneapolis First Care Center became the latest victim of pro-abortion violence on Friday night, sustaining smashed windows and graffiti messages from the terrorist group Jane's Revenge. Tammy Coker, executive director of the center's parent organization, said, quote, "We are deeply saddened by the vandalism that occurred and trust those responsible will be held accountable. We're fully committed to continue serving the community with the holistic compassion and care that families deserve," end quote. The damage included broken windows and spray-painted messages, including, quote, "If abortions are not safe, neither are you," end quote. Another part of the building was sprayed with the words, quote, "Jane was here," end quote. And finally, on March 3rd, a Christian musical treasure went to be with his Heavenly Father at the age of 93. The fourth of nine children, Dr. Frank Garlock, was an accomplished trombonist, music theorist, and music Bible scholar. He completed his undergraduate degree in Bible and music at Bob Jones University in 1951 and his master's degree in music theory at the Eastman School of Music in 1958. Plus, he served on the board of directors for Pensacola Christian College. Garlock founded Majesty Music, a privately owned conservative evangelical Christian music and book publishing company in Greenville, South Carolina, best known for its children adventure story character, Patch the Pirate, heard on 450 Christian radio stations. He wrote several books, including Just Show Up, God Can Use You, and The Rock Generation, Six Decades of Decline. Listen as Garlock explained his biblical perspective on music.
Music should be divided into two categories, music that honors God and music that honors the world. I hope we can show you that our music should be grounded in the person of God. There are principles of the Word of God that ought to be applied to music. I got a letter just several months ago from a man who said, "Do you think God has a preference in music?" I wrote right back to him. I said, "God has a preference in everything. I can't think of anything that God doesn't have a preference in."
His funeral service will be held at Faith Baptist Church in Taylor, South Carolina, tomorrow, Saturday, March 11th at 4:30 p.m. Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." And that's The Worldview on this Friday, March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.